Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Psachim, daf Nun Vav, and we are on Nun Hei Amabez. We just spoke about the Isser of eating the Karan Pesach in an inappropriate way. If somebody eats a Kazayas Na on Erev Pesach, if somebody eats a Kazayas Mavushal or breaks the bones on Erev Pesach, so what is the halacha, right? Do you say that the Yisurim only kick in when there is a full mitzvah to eat? When there's a mitzvah to eat it properly, then there's an Isser to eat it improperly. Or do we say that the Isser, the Malchus, only starts, could even start even earlier before the time, right? We have a similar idea, beginning of Masechet Zvachim, where the Tanoim talk about when does the Isser, we know the first mission in Zvachim says that all the karbanos that are shechted shalol lishma, as we have discussed, for lishim, a different carbon, so the carbon is kosher, it just doesn't count as to fulfill the chiyuv, but there are two exceptions, chatas and pesach bizmano. Those two are pasul shalol lishma. So the question is, what does pesach bizmano mean? So for sure, pesach bizmano means afternoon, bein har abayim. But what about the mornings? That's a machlokas tanoim. Do we say that it's still the day of the Karban Pesach, right? As we discussed earlier, the beginning of Perek Tamid Makam Shenagu, that there's a minhag of not doing malacha beforehand because it's the day of the Karban, right? The Yerushalmi, the day of the Karban. So maybe it's even the morning, it has some chalo shame. So there's an example where you can't do the mitzvah yet, but it's still called a Karban Pesach, right? Maybe it has to do with the idea that we have quoted before also about a chefza shal mitzvah. Become, again, it's not exactly the same. Here we're talking about a maisa achila. But the idea of a chefza shal mitzvah existing before the time that you could actually do the mitzvah, sometimes you have ideas of related to the mitzvah before the actual time that you could fulfill the mitzvah. Like we spoke about that Rashi in Sukkah on Daf Lama Gimel, where Rashi notes that the status of lulav on Lama Gimel with Aleph and on the base, he says twice, Kiddush Hayom, that the status of lulav might start when Yontif starts, even though you can't shake the lulav until the next morning. And that's, you know, because the chefza shal mitzvah is separate than the maisa ha-mitzvah itself. The Yerushalmi and Yevamos discusses the question of a kohen arel, right, before 8 days old. So he's a baby, so he's not really an arel yet. So the Bavli and the Yerushalmi asks this. The Bavli says, what about an arel shalob izmana, right? If you have an arel, a 6-day-old baby, could you smear him with shemen shal truma because he's not an arel yet? So the Yerushalmi says, yeah, maybe yes, but maybe not leil ches. The night of the 8th, that already it might have the status of arel, and you're already in the world of mila, even though you actually can't do the mila yet until the next day. That's Arlish Lobizmana, is it Ma'akiv or not? Can you smear with Shem and Shal Shumas? That's a similar idea, not exactly the same, but similar idea here in the Gemara's question that we had. Do these Isurim of eating Karan Pesach apply? And you can't do the mitzvah of Achila yet, but there could be a status, a shame Karan Pesach, and therefore the Isurim apply. You might even be mechalek between the two that we mentioned, right? With the two questions, the Gemara asked about achilas na mi ba'od yom. That's the ma'isa achila, and then shviras etzem. Shviras etzem maybe has to do more with the chefza shel Karban Pesach. Maybe that's how the Gemara asked both questions. Even if you say that the ma'isa wouldn't apply, and you would answer pater for the first one, right? It's a machlokas by each one. Even if you say pater for the first one, maybe the second one you would say is, you know, has to do with the chefza, and it's two separate questions. So we ended off the shiur last time was noting by the Sefer HaChinuch, many times in his Sefer he talks about the Achrei HaPulos HaMshachos HaLevavos, but the first time is here by Shvira Setzel by Karan Pesach. This is where it comes up, so we should mention it. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Al Tachshov Bini Litfos Al Dvarai V'Lomar, right? Don't ask me, he says, my son, right? Remember, the Sefer HaChinuch wrote this for his son to learn. Lama ze yitzav osan Hashem yisbarach. Lasos kol elo zikaron osu anes. Follow zikaron echa yale adavar. The Ramban's question at the end of Parshas Bo. Why are there so many mitzvahs that are zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim? So many. There's not even anything close. Right? The Maimon Har Sinai maybe has one mitzvah. And the Ananei HaKavod has one mitzvah. And yitzias Mitzrayim has so many mitzvahs. Why are there so many? Right? Tefillin and Mizuzah, and he says Mitzrayim, and Bechor Behem at Tahorah, and Petach Hamor, and Pidyon HaBen, so many, and the Yamim Tovim. V'lo Yishkach Mipi Zareinu, Kilo Michachma Titpaseini Alzeh. Why do we need so many? So says the Sefer Chinuch to his son, you're not asking a question from Chachma. U'machsheves hana'ar yasiach aladabar kein. It's a immature attitude that's making you ask this question. V'yata b'ni im bina shama zos. Listen to this. V'hateyaz nacho shama. Alametcha lohoil b'torah u'b'mitzvos. Da, ki ha'adam nif'al kafi pu'losav. But the Chinuch made this famous, even though it was famous before the Chinuch. Remember the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Hakolafi Rofa Maisa, and the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah is there. But he says, Daki Adam Nifal Kafi Pulosav, Velibo Vachomach Shavosav Tamid Achar Masav Shu Osef. A person's heart and thoughts are follow his actions. Im Tov V'Imra, V'Yafilu Rasha Gomor Bilvavo, V'Chol Yetzer Machshavas Libo Rak Rak Al Hayom. Even if a person is a Rasha Gomor, Im Ya'ara Rucho, V'Yasim Hishtadluso, V'Isko Bahasmada, B'Torah V'Mitzvahs. If a person is a Rasha, but he spends his whole day doing Torah and Mitzvahs, Afilu Shalo L'Shem Shemayim, even if it's not L'Shem Shemayim, Miyad Yintel Atov. He'll be turned, U'Bekoach Ma'asav Yamis HaYetzer Hara. And through his actions, the Yetzer Hara will be killed, Ki Achreya Pa'ulos, Nimshachim halavavos. V'yafilu miya adam tzaddik gomor v'levavo yasher v'tamim. In the opposite, person is a tzaddik, holy Jew. Chafetz b'torah u'b'mitzvahs. Im ulai ya'aso tamid b'dvarim shel dofi. If he'll spend his whole day with nonsense. Ki'ilu tomar derach mashal. Shechricho ha'melech u'minu b'umnisra. Like the king forced him to do this. Be'emes im kol isko tamid kol ayom b'oso umnis. If he spends his whole day doing that, Yashuv lizman ben azmanim mitzidkas libo, he will go away from the righteousness of his heart. Lios rasha gamor ki yadua hadavar ve'emes shekal adam kifip nifal kifipu losa kamosha amarnu. And that's why says the Chinuch, v'yalkin amru chacham meinu zechrona levracha ratzah makom lezaka says Yisrael v'yigal chibal into our mitzvahs. The Sefer Chinuch gives numerous pshatim to this Mishnah at the end of Makos, where the Mishnah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezakeh us, Tifer gave us a lot of mitzvahs. What's the schus? Kedei lahatvis ben kol machshavoteinu v'lios ben kol asakeinu. So we're very involved in it. Our whole Asek is involved in lehetiv lanu b'achariseinu, to be meitiv to us. It's all for our good. Ultimately, v'lios ben kol asakeinu, lehetiv lanu b'achariseinu, ki b'otoch ha'p'ulos ha'tovos, anachnu nif'alam v'lios tovim v'zochim l'chayei Ad. That's what he says. Of course, the Gemara Menachas Mem Gimel, which we just quoted a couple of days ago. Kol mi sheyesh lo mezuzah bepischo, tzitzis bebigdo, tefillin berosho, surrounded by mitzvahs, muftach lo shelo yechta. V'fi she'ilu mitzvahs t'midiyos. But again, that's the Chinuch. The Chinuch in Parshas Vaeschana gives another pshat. Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezachos Yisrael v'yigal chayv lehem Torah mitzvahs. That's where he says that, really, if you look at the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, they're categories. Gili Arayas. For the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, there are many, actions included in Gili Arayas. And the Jew has many separated mitzvahs, while the non-Jew only has one mitzvah, Gilui Arayos. And Avodah Zarah, there's one for Goyim, and there's many. So that's another example of Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezachos Yisrael. He made many mitzvahs into, from one that could have just been one, like for the non-Jews have. So that's the, Chinuch. Many other pshatim of Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezachos Yisrael. We could have a whole shir on that, but we'll leave that for now. So that's the Chinuch here about the Shviras Ha'etzem, and then he gets back to it, and therefore breaking the bones of the Korban Pesach will be molded a tevara, aggressiveness in us, and therefore that's why we don't, there's necessary breaking the bones, not to eat it in a ravenous way, and that's when he generalizes, that's why there are so many mitzvahs that are Zechar V'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, where we're up to, we'll talk more about that if there's time. Naga, about 8 lines up on Nun Hema Beis. Naga, Bechar Soshal Tanur. So the Mishnah said that if the Mishnah on the previous Amud said, if the Karm Pesach touched the Tanur, then you have to peel off that spot, because that's Tzli Tanur, that's not Tzli Yesh. If a drop of the gravy on it fell onto the oven and then splashed back onto the meats, then you have to be no telos makoma. We assume that went more in, and you have to scoop out a piece. So, noga b'chadu shaltan apostle, psul gufu v'nisra miyad. If the edge of the Pesach itself touched the oven, so you have to scrape off, and that piece could be burned right away. Because that's considered a psul haguf, an internal psul, nothing, not external. Like we said, you don't need ibur tzura to wait overnight. You can burn it right away. But the second case of nataf mirotvo al acheres, but if it dropped, fell onto the cheres, and then went back onto the meat, that's one step removed. The juice is asuring and not the meat itself, and therefore psul masura, and therefore one would need to wait overnight to burn it. Good. Nataf mirotvo al asolas. In the third case, if some of the hot drops fell onto the flour, not the rotva lasolas, yik moses makomo. So you have to be komets. You have to take out that spot and burn it, because that's psuli mukdashim, so to speak. Chiyah bar ada b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish hada the tema barosachas. This is only if it was burning hot flour. Burning hot flour, and then the drop of the Pesach fell onto it. Avo b'tzonenes, if it was cold flour, karmenei the switches, the gersa shari, then it's mutter. You don't need to do anything. Why is it mutter? So explains the Gemara. Amar Belazar lo amar Torah hu lo yitzles acherim. There's no iser for the Karan Pesach to roast other things. And if it does, then they have Karan Pesach taste in that, and it would be limited to, you know, you have to eat it in the, you know, at the time. Aval hu lo yitzalem achmas acherim. The iser is not for the Karan Pesach to roast others, but for it to be roasted by others. It has to be tzli eish and not tzli anything else. And therefore, in the case where it's cold flour, the halacha is what we call tata'a gvar. The Karban Eda quotes this, the bottom one, the fact that it's cool, cools and does not cook, does not get cooked, by the Pesach, and therefore you don't have to do anything. Right? Look at the Karban Eda, Lomar Torah, Dainu, Dulo Boya, Filu Klifa, Tekivada, Tata'a Kar, Vena Pesach, Mischame, Mea Solas, Elohu Mechame, Mea Solas. It heats the Solas. It doesn't become anything from the Solas. Vizelo Asra Torah. The Isser is the Karan Pesach to be roasted by other things. But to roast other things, there's no Isser. Okay. Says the Mishnah, if you have you're allowed to, as we know, you're not allowed to cook in a whole soup, liquid, the Karan Pesach. But if you're allowed to smear a little bit so it doesn't get burnt, a little smear some oils onto the Karan Pesach. What if you smeared with truma oil? So, is there an issue? So, whether that's a good thing to do lachadchila or not, probably not, because you are being maybe kachim lebeis apsul, so to speak. Truma, there's no time limit for how long you have to eat truma. But if you smear it onto the Karan Pesach, you have now, you know, limited its time to be consumed. So, sachu b'shemen shel truma, im chaburas kohanim yochelu, but if it's a group of kohanim, they could eat it. No problem, because they're allowed to consume truma. Interesting, what bracha would you make? Right, the Rambam said the last halacha in Ilchos Trumas, the Rambam talks about the bracha on achilas truma, and there's a bracha on achilas kachim too. So if you're eating kachim, that's also truma, unless you say the truma is batel because it's just smeared in. Interesting question to think about, just in terms of that. But if it's a chabur of kohanim, so then there's no problem where the kohanim could eat the Karan Pesach. Im shel Yisrael, but if they're Yisrael, if they're a chabur of Yisrael, and maybe somehow by mistake their Karan Pesach got smeared, so im chai, if the whole thing is a raw meat, then just clean it off. Yadichenu, just rinse it off. Kol does not balea, and therefore you can just rinse it off. Im sli, but if it's hot, if it's roasted, so then it will absorb, and therefore yiklov azachitzon. If you smear it with truma, you have to be kolei. If you have to take off the outside, and Yisrael cannot eat it because that is usher for Yisrael to eat truma. Sachu b'shemen shel ma'aser sheni. What about if you smear with ma'aser sheni? So you're in Yerushalayim, so that's okay. And ma'aser sheni, so there's no problem of eating it. But the Mishnah points out, lo yasenu damim mibnei chabura. The owner of the ma'aser sheni should not make the bnei chabura pay for his ma'aser sheni. And give him money because there's an isser of doing business. The vishay mocher ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. You can't sell ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. You can't do business assuming that you're not being podeit. That we'll get to better in the Gemara. But you are selling, meaning it's retaining the kedusha ma'aser sheni, and you're just selling it. So that you're not allowed to do. Not allowed to do it. Why aren't you allowed to do that? So the mafarshim say either it's because of the shita of Rabbi Meir who says ma'aser sheni is mamon gavoha. So if it's mama gavoa, it is not sellable. Not sellable. Not just that you shouldn't, but it's not sellable if it's mama gavoa, according to Rabbi Meir. And then when the Mishnah says ein mocher, and it really means it's impossible to be mocher, or it's according to Rabbi Yehuda that ma'aser sheni is mamon hedyo, but it's still a bizayon. It's still not supposed to sell ma'aser sheni, and therefore it would be it's a drabanan lechora. Okay, but either way, the Mishnah says if it's smeared, so you can't do this type of business. but you could eat it, no problem with eating it. Says the Gemara, Lo amar el asachu. When do we say that klif is enough in a case where it's the truma was cold? You just wash it off. But even if it's hot, you just peel it off. Lo amar el asachu. That's only if it was smeared with it. Aval ha'im tiblu. But if it was nitbal, and some of the achron in the back say tefillah should be more chamur. Let's assume tefillah in boiling hot oil. Ha'im tivlu, but if you put the Karan Pesach meat into boiling hot truma oil, so we assume then it was mefapeya, it went more throughout the Karan Pesach, and therefore usser, then the Yisraelim would not be able to eat that at all. Because we assume it's not just klif on the outer layer, but it's throughout the piece of meat. And the Gemara tells a story, Chad Barnash Bishol Tarnagolta B'Shem Mitzreifa. One time a person cooked a hen, cooked a tarnagol in truma tamea oil. Shem and Sreifa is truma tamea, so he cooked it in shemen truma tamea oil. Also, Shalom bar Rabbi Bisna, he asked Rabbi Bisna, Amarlei, Azal Shulka, your cooked item has gone. Meaning is usser. It's usser because truma tamea cannot be consumed, and the person here, you know, did put it in here, and it's you could burn it, in order to give you light or heat, but nothing more than that. Okay, and the Gemara ends off by saying, the Gemara is bothered by the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, because you can't sell Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. Why dafka Yerushalayim? You can't sell Ma'aseh Sheni anywhere. So, that shouldn't be limited to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, Keni Masnisa ain Poded Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim. If you switch it to Podeh, so then we could say that it only applies in Yerushalayim. Because, you know, but Ma'aseh Sheni, we know, the can be Nifteh outside of Yerushalayim, right? You could change the kedusha of the fruit onto the money, but once you're in Yerushalayim, then you're not allowed to be poded. So the Mishnah means, or change the girsa, whatever it is, to change it to poded would be limited, because as the Karban Eda says here, mechira is a problem even chutz the Yerushalayim, as he quotes the Mishnah in the beginning of Ma'aser Sheni. Okay, so we have discussed a number of times the concept of tuma, hutra, or duhuya b'tzibur. So that comes up by Karan Pesach as one of the sources of it, but here we have the Mishnah, crucial line in the Mishnah. Chamisha dvarim ba'am b'tuma ve'nechalam b'tuma. There are five karbanos that are brought b'tuma, but they are not eaten b'tuma. Because as we'll see, by the other items, by these items, not by Karan Pesach, the achila is not an ikar part of it, and you bring it even if it's not consumed. And it still serves a function even without being consumed. What are they? The Omer on the second day of Pesach, v'shtei alechem, that's brought on Shavuos. Remember, the Omer is brought from barley, and it matirs chadash in gvulin, all throughout the world. The v'shtei alechem is brought from wheat, and matirs the chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. V'lechem apanim, at the loaves every Shabbos. V'zivchei sham mitzibur, that's the karbanos, the shlamim that are brought with the shtei halechem on Shavuos, right? The only type of shlamim that is a karban sibur and kachim kachim. V'sirei Rosh HaChodeshim, and the goats of the Rosh Chodesh karban, right? Even though, as we'll see, it doesn't say beferish b'moado there, but we'll see. But these are the five that are brought b'tuma. They're brought b'tuma because they are kavu alehem zman, or you might say it's not just here Rosh Chodesh, but it's also the other moadim as well. So these are all brought b'tuma, but they're not eaten b'tuma, because even if they're not eaten, it's still, they function as the carbon sibur. But says the Mishnah, ha-Pesach, shabah b'tuma, necha b'tuma. But Karan Pesach, that's brought b'tuma, let's say rova the tzibur is tameh, it is necha b'tuma also. The heter of tuma b'tzibur allows even the eating. Shlabah mitchilaso elala achila. Because achila's Karan Pesach is different than achila of all other kachim. It's more of a focus. Again, it's not ma'akev. Some akev, but if it's brought, so then the eating is done as well. Says the Karmel Eidak Shin Stave Iker Pesach Lachilin Stave. The Chsiv Lafi Achlo Lafi Achlo V'Chishar Yerachmana LaMesi Betuma. When the Torah matters to bring a betuma, Meish Nitchev Ein Sibur Nidachin Adaita LaMichla Sharya. It was even Adaita LaMichla for the food in mind. Adaita LaMichla Sharya, and therefore Karmel Pesach is different. This goes on the list of a unique halachas of Karan Pesach's achila. You have to eat a kezayis, right? The other achronim, remember the Maritz Chayis discussed this in Meseches Yuma, quoted the Chassam Sofer, that even if the karbanos generally, the mitzvah is that they shall be eaten, not that somebody shall eat, Karan Pesach is different. Karan Pesach, everybody has to eat a kezayis. Good. Says the Gemara, there's a lot to talk about the each of these 5, but let's continue and then we'll see. We'll go back. Karbanos Sibur Einan Ba Batuma. What does this mean? 5 karbanos are brought Batuma, they're not eaten Batuma. All karban Sibur's are brought Batuma. Right? Karbanos Sibur Einan Ba Batuma, all of them are not brought Batuma? The Tamid, what about the karban Tamid? Lo Asa Ela Memel Chano is to teach me, Aval Bishen Bon Batuma Einan Echolim Batuma. Now the point is, these 5 are usually eaten by other karbanos sibur. Most of them are karbanos olas. They're not eaten anyway. But these are usually eaten, but, says the Mishnah, they're not eaten in this case if they're brought batumah. Good. Says the Gembali has a different answer to the question, but we'll go with the Yerushalmis. Bein kamanda amar alecha maker, bein kamanda amar akvasa maker, arba inun. 1 second, says our Gemara. If you look elsewhere in Menachos, as we said, in the Mishnah, the Shtei HaLechem and the Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur are brought together. They're both brought on Shvuas. Shtei HaLechem is brought from the new Chitim, Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur, and it's made of chametz, unusual. But ask the Gemara, if there's a machlokes there, what's considered Iker, what's considered Tafel in that team? Are the Shlamims considered Iker, or are the Shtei HaLechem considered Iker? But either way, one's Iker, one's Tafel. So ask the Gemara, shouldn't they be listed as one in the Mishnah, and therefore there's 4 altogether, and not 5? So the Gemara answers no. Tanya Chashlon, the Tana here is Choshesh, for both of those opinions over there, Utanantun Chamish, it has 5, it separates them, even though you might have looked at them as a team, as one. Period. So all of these are learned out, are brought betumah, but not necha betumah, but they're brought betumah. So how do you know? That's istani tani kol hom lemeidim in a Pesach. One opinion says you learn all of them from Korban Pesach. That Korban Pesach is brought betumah, so to the other ones, istani tani kol echad vecha lemeidim komo. And other opinion says, no, you learn each one from its own limud. Ma damar kol hom lemeidim in a Pesach. According to the one that says you learn it all from Korban Pesach, it's the Gzeirah Shava. Ma mo ado shnemer bepesach toch hazatumah, just like mo ado, in its time, teaches me. By Korban Pesach, you bring it in its time, even if most of the tzibur is tameh. Af mo ado shnemer bekulon toch hazatumah. So to the mo ado, Gzeirah Shava, that says it by all of them, that also is doche as hatumah. So that's the first opinion. First opinion, you learn it out from Korban Pesach, you compare it to mo ado. Man damar kol echad v'echad lomar mimkomo minayin lei. What if you have a separate limud for each one? What's the source for that? Va'asya kahadad etani. Rebbe Omer, matam olomar v'edar Moshe's mo'adei Hashem. What does the pasuk teach me? The last pasuk in Pinchas. Last pasuk in Pinchas, right before Matos. Rashi quotes there that Hashem wanted to, Torah wanted to make sure that we knew that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael all of it before Matos. You shouldn't think that he just didn't say it to them. So, but you have a summa pasuk. Vayedamar Moshe es Mo'adei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. So at the end of the whole section of the Karbanos Musaf in Pinchas, you have the sum up section. Moshe told all the Mo'adim. So everything here is called Mo'ed. Because we thought only Karban Pesach and Karban Tamid, because those have the word b'mo ado. Shar kol karbanos tzibur minayin. How do you know all the other karbanos tzibur? Tamalomar, because it says the end of Pinchas. Elo toasul Hashem b'mo adechem. This is what you should do by your mo adim, and therefore that teaches us that it is doche. It has to be brought at that time. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute, not all of the 5 in the Mishnah are mentioned in Pinchas. La Omer, Ula Karevimo, Ula Shtei HaLechem, Ula Karevimo Hem Lo Shamanu. The Karban Omer, that's an Emor, and the Shtei HaLechem, that's an Emor, right? So where do you know those from? Because that Pasuk is in Pinchas. So how do you know these, right? These are not mentioned by the Karbanos Musaf. Ukshu Omer. So then when it says in Emor, the end of the Parshas of Mo'adim, Vayedaber Moshe's Mo'adei Hashem, B'nei Yisrael, again, Kavan Chova. So again, the Torah uses a summa pasuk. Moshe told over all the Mo'adei Hashem. They're called Chova, Kshekulam Yavo B'tumah. So they all should be brought B'tumah. It's interesting that these, let's say the Korban Omer and the Shtei HaLechem, both are not mentioned, by the Musafin. Right? They're mentioned. The Omer is B'yom HaNifchem Es HaOmer. And the Shtei HaLechem, as the Karban Eda points out, Einan Amurin beParshas Pinchas. So we've mentioned in the past that Rav Zhulti in the Mishnas Yavetz quotes based on many proofs that the Karban Omer is not a Karban of Pesach. Right? It's not a Karban of Pesach. It's a Karban of Tezayin Nisan, but it's not a Karban of Pesach. Right? And that's why we don't mention it in our Shmoneh Esrei, in Musaf, and other rayas that he has in the diyukim of the language of the Rambam, But that's also part of why it's not in Pinchas, right? It's not a Karban Musaf. It's mentioned in Emor. It's more related to the Kedushas Hayom, but it's not related to the Musaf as well. So again, here too, you have that reflected. Ukshem Shehein Ban Batuma. And just like there Ba Batuma, Kach Yunechal in Batuma. Says the Gemara, one second, but once you have these Limudim, B'moado, that teach me, you have to be bring them even Batuma. And they don't follow the normal paths of the Isser of Avoda Betumah. So why don't you go all the way? Say they're even Ne'achal Betumah. Says the Gemara, you don't go that far. Gzeras HaKasefu, V'abasar Asher Yiga B'chol Tamei Lo Ye'achal. That's not overridden. Right? The Isser of eating carbon Betumah is not overridden by this halacha of Tumah Hutra or Dechuya B'tzibur. Says the Gemara, V'amar Afe Pesach Kein. So what about even by Pesach, you should say that it's not eaten, right? What Tumah? No, Shaniyhi, as the Mishnah said, Shabbat Miflasa El Achila, right? The Pesach, Achila is primary and focused. Again, even though if you don't eat it in the end, as long as you were kosher and tar by the Shechita, if you didn't end up eating it for some reason, so then it's not Ma'akev, but it's definitely as a focus, L'chachila, you need the La'ochlav, V'chul. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Nitma habasar v'achel of kayam. So now we're going to another contrast between Karban Pesach and other Karbanos Tzibur. Right, when it comes to a case of Nitma habasar, this is not talking about a case of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Right, it's a yachid becomes tamei. Right, a Karban Pesach. So the meat of my Karban Pesach became tamei v'achel of kayam, but the chelev that's supposed to be burned the emurin is kayam and it's tahor eino zorek atzadam. When it comes to Karban Pesach, Achila is primary, and therefore, if the meat became tamei, then we don't do zrikas adam. We don't do zrikas adam, right? As the carbon eder here says, ikar pesach achilas adam kaasi nitma hachelav a basar kayam zorikas adam. But if the chelav became tamei and the basar is kayam, you do zrikas adam because the ikar is the achila. But says the gemara, ubin mekdash and ain't okay. By other shark carbonus, it's not that. By shark carbonus, it is the flip, ela af, or at least half flip. You do zrikas adam, right? Even if the basar becomes tamei, because as long as you could do the haktaras emurins, that's already the zrika could be mati or something, and therefore that would be good enough. That would be good enough by mukdashim. Even if again, if the meat, you're not going to eat the meat, but the chelav is kayam, it's matir both, right? Like the karban eda, the hatarti ika matir v'shirayim shadam matir v'emurin l'mizbeach. So. And that's why it would be switched by other karbanos. Says the Gemara, "Udlok Rabbi Nasan." This is not like Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi, our Mishnah, which says that you don't do zrikas adam if the meat became tamei by the Karban Pesach, is against Rabbi Nasan. Because Rabbi Nasan says, "Rabbi Nasan Amar Yotzei Mizrika B'lo Achila." Rabbi Nasan would say, "Your Yotzei was zrikas adam Pesach even without Achila." How does he know that? That Achila is not as primary. Let's say, "My Taima V'Shachatu Oso Kol Kal Das Yisrael Ben Arba'im." You should check it. And the pasuk shot of the pasuk means that each person should shecht their own Karban Pesach. But Rabbi Nasan darshes it a little bit differently. Oso is singular. Oso, af al pi she'ein sham el pesach echad, kulan yotzei mizrika achas. Right? Even though there's only one Pesach, you do one avoda, one zrika, that's good enough. The efshar kazayis kol echad ve'echad. And if you have one Karban Pesach for the millions of Jews, are they going to each get a kazayis? No, it's impossible. And yet, the remez of the Torah is that one would be enough. So Rabbi Nasan darshes from there that the achila is not ma'akev even on a lachachila level, and therefore if you have the meat became tamei, but you can still do haktara seimurin, you have the chelev, so that is all good enough. That is all. You need something, right? We're going to get to another shita by the Shem from the Tanan that you don't need anything, but you need something, either the basar or the chelev, and that would work. Good. Says I think there's a message of Rabbi Nasan here that there could be one Pesach for all Jews, like the unifying power of Karban Pesach might be reflected by this Shita as well. One Pesach could bind all Jews. Pshita da milsa, when it comes to general Karbanos, it's obvious. Nitma basar miram kayam, zorek hazdam alei murim. Nitmu miram basar kayam, zorek hazdam alei basar. If someone became tamei by a regular Karban, either the basar or the murim, as long as the other one is extinct and you could do the avoda with it, then you do zrikas adam. Nitva basar va'adu ha'emurim. What if you have neither? The basar became tamei, the emurim were lost. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says the question here is the tzitz meratzeh on basar that became tamei? It's meratzeh on dam. That's the tzitz meratzeh. The Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz. It's meratzeh. It changes things from tamei to tar, basically. So are you allowed to continue the avoda when things are tummy? So when the dam is tummy, fine. But what about nitma habasar? So Gemara says, maybe this is learned out from the previous Mishnah. We could learn it from Mariah. Amar of Shammai, Vohen Kamaisa, from Anamad Aleph. Lo kamisha nitma habasar v'avdei murinu. Isn't it similar? One of the cases there, the Karban HaOmer. What do you do by the Karban HaOmer? It's a Karban Mincha. You take some of it, you're maktir, the kometz. That's like a zrika. And you eat the, you have the rest of the shirayim that are usually eaten. But one second, if the Omer, what does the Mishnah say? The Omer became Tameh, you do the Avoda. Even though, basically, everything's Tameh. The Kometz is Tameh, and what's left over, the meat, the shirayim, which is parallel to the meat, is Tameh. So doesn't that show that you would do it? So just like over there, the kometz is parallel to the zrika. So if you're makter the kometz by the omer, so too you should do the zrika. So as you see, if everything's tameh, it's still the tzitzis is maratzes. The Gemara says that's no raya. Amar Rebbe tiftok Rebbe Eliezer. Maybe our mishnah is like Rebbe Eliezer shita, who says you never need anything. Rebbe Eliezer avay she ain't shirayim yish kometz. Rebbe Eliezer says even if there's no shirayim, you do the kometz. Why? Because Rebbe Eliezer holds you don't need basar, you don't need emer, you don't need anything. We're asking within Rebbe Yeshua, I think it is, not according to Rebbe Eliezer, that would say that you need basar or a murin. Would that be good enough? Okay, we'll have to stop here, but the Shem will continue in the next year.